This is the Mistress Carrie's Situation Report for February 19th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Post Malone and Eddie Vedder teamed up at a benefit concert on Friday night to play songs by Pearl Jam and Tom Petty. The two singers appeared together with acoustic guitars at the Nearest Green Distillery in Shelbyville, Tennessee, as part of the Reporting for Duty, a tribute event for the actor and comedian Leslie Jordan. They played a version of Better Man from Pearl Jam, as well as Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down. James Brown's daughters are looking back at life with the iconic musician as their father. In a clip from the forthcoming docuseries, James Brown, Say It Loud, two of James's daughters, Deanna Brown and Dr. Yama Brown, spoke candidly about growing up with the, quote, godfather of soul, who passed away at the age of 73 in Atlanta in 2006. The upcoming two-part docuseries from A&E begins tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern and continues tomorrow night. Castor Hetfield, the son of Metallica frontman James Hetfield, is the drummer in the band Bastardane, the L.A.-based sludge metal trio, who are now holding open auditions for a new bass player. Originally from Savannah, Georgia, the trio released their debut album, Is This Rage, back in 2022. On their official website, the band laid out the criteria for the new member, seeking, quote, an individual that lives in the Los Angeles, California area that'll be available for rehearsals and shows, that knows how to play bass, and is cool. Last week on an episode of Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk, Bret Michaels from Poison, who announced his Mardi Gras solo tour this year, said that Poison will 100% be going back out on the road, saying, quote, I wouldn't be doing any of this without being out there with my Poison bandmates. And all of us, we all carry the same feeling. Fever 333 has released a new single called Ready Rock. The song is the first taste of Fever 333's upcoming, yet-to-be-titled second album, set for release later this year. Ready Rock is a special track for Black History Month, which is meant as a tribute to Black artists who built rock and roll music. Robert Plant and Alison Krauss are returning to the road 2 years after their Raise the Roof tour. The upcoming leg will feature 30 headlining dates, beginning June 2nd with a centennial celebration for the legendary Kane Ballroom. Tickets for the Robert Plant, Alison Krauss Can't Let Go tour are on sale now. After the Valentine's Day shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade, which killed one person and left 21 others injured, the woman killed has been identified as Lisa Lopez Galvin, a local DJ who worked at the Kansas City radio station, KKFI. She attended the event with her husband, her son, and her daughter. The day after the shooting, a GoFundMe page was created in hopes of raising money for her family as they processed the tragedy. The goal was to raise up to $75,000. Taylor Swift herself has donated $100,000. Saying, quote, sending my deepest sympathies and condolences in the wake of your devastating loss. With love, Taylor Swift. As of now, the GoFundMe has raised over $350,000. Volbeat have commenced the songwriting process for their ninth studio album, the follow-up to 2021's Servant of the Mind, tentatively due in 2025. The band posting a new video update saying, quote, we're together again in the Volbeat rehearsal room working on our fourth new song. Captioning the video, we've been busy writing new music, new album in 2025. Living Color vocalist Corey Glover and Adrenaline Mob guitarist Mike Orlando have launched a new project called Sonic Universe. The band is set to release their debut album called It Is What It Is coming up on May 10th. They've released the official music video for the first single, I Am, which you can see online. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue has shared graphic photos of the hand surgery that he underwent less than a month ago. The operation, which was overseen by Glenn Cohen, an orthopedic surgeon in Westlake Village, California, addressed two debilitating issues. Dupuytren's contracture, a thickening and tightening of tissue in the hand, and carpal tunnel syndrome. Dupuytren's contracture is a disorder that can cause the fingers to curl in, primarily the ring and small fingers. It's a genetic condition mostly affecting men over 60 of Northern European descent. In the video, Tommy Lee showing off the fact that he can now twirl drumsticks again, saying, quote, I have my life back and my money makers. Chris Daughtry jumped on stage with Disturbed over the weekend in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena, performing the Disturbed song Stricken, the second single from the band's third studio album, 10,000 Fists, from 2005. Jethro Tull founder Ian Anderson has announced he's going to be appearing on three or four tracks on the upcoming new Opeth album. And Alex Van Halen is getting ready to release his book, a 384-page book categorized under the biography and autobiography section of HarperCollins Publishers. The book is scheduled for release on October 22nd of this year, titled Brothers. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 193, featuring Jack Collins from Dead Poets Society, is available now.